Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. Who's to blame today? Y'all, I've got to admit, I'm running so behind. I've gotten a new job, and it is starting to interfere with my schedule. Actually, last week, I postponed the show because I ran out of time on Tuesday to do show prep, and I didn't have my show on Wednesday. I didn't prepare myself. And then Wednesday, I ended up staying at work till like 7 o'clock, so I wouldn't have been able to do my show anyway. So I will be rethinking my schedule, and I'll get back to you guys. But if I'm missing shows, I just want you guys to know why. I don't not want to do my show. I just I have a day job. So anyway, y'all, I'm so over Kanye West. Who's to blame? Are you over Kanye as well? If you want to join the discussion, you can call me at 347-326-9598. Or you can find me on Facebook. I am Blame Girls, Blame Girl is my page. You can comment on the thread about the show. I'm logging on to Facebook now. I just walked in the door. That's how behind I am. And if you want to find me on Twitter, I am Blame Girls with an S. So just mention me. I'm logging on to Twitter as we speak, and I'm going to the Blog Talk Radio chat room as usual. And if you're just a social avid social networker like myself, or you want to hit me up on some other medium, I'm on Pinterest, Google+, Instagram, and my blog is blamegirl.com. So check all those out. And if you want to give me some feedback on today's topic, I'd love to hear it. Oh, and yes, like I said, I'm logging into the chat room right now. So, lately I've just been hearing too much of Kanye West's name. Over and over he's been in the media. It all kind of came back to light, just really getting on my nerves when, if you'll remember during the Grammys, he interrupted Beck like he did Taylor Swift all those years ago. And then he said some pretty disparaging comments about Beck, and I thought it was funny the next day when I saw these memes kind of making fun of Kanye. There was one. I didn't know Beck played like 9 instruments. So that's pretty cool. But still, nonetheless, Kanye seems to think that Beck doesn't deserve the respect that any other artist like himself would. Like, if someone interrupted him, he would flip out. We all know that. We don't have to see it. We just know it because of the way he is. And then there's this whole thing going on with Kanye, his ex-girlfriend Amber Rose, and his new wife's family. Like, she's beefing with the Kylie Jenner, I believe it is, and Kanye's saying different things about her, just real misogynistic things about Amber Rose, like making it seem like she's just the dirtiest whore to ever live. And he seems to forget he was with Amber Rose for a time and really, really loved this woman, you could tell. But his wife has a sex tape. So, I mean, yeah, it might just be with that one dude, but we all know that Kim has had her fun too, just as Amber Rose. I don't want to call these women sluts. If they enjoy what they do in their romantic life, hey, more power to them. I'm not going to bring him down for doing it, but Kanye will, especially if you're not together with Kanye anymore. Just over defending the old Kanye to everyone, you know, I remember being home in Texas and a good friend of mine who, like, we, like, came up on Kanye together. We were just in college and on through, saw some shows. He asked me, he's like, what's up with your boy Kanye? Even though he's still listening to Kanye, you know, every day, he's asking me what's up with Kanye. I can't really speak on what is going on with him, but, you know, I've written a couple of blog posts about Kanye, and one of them I really appreciated was the Blame Game. I took a song by Kanye and kind of did a spin satire on it. It was a great song, but I did it to line up with the politics in our country. You should check it out on blamegirl.com. And then I remember doing another post when believe it was Otis came out, and just kind of criticizing him and Jay-Z of the wealth bragging, but nothing outrageous. And it's not to say that I'm over Kanye as an artist, okay? But I'm over him as a person. So if you want to join the discussion, again, it's 347-326-9598. And I'm monitoring my social networks. I have a notification. Okay, it's not from any of y'all. Oh, and then, you know what's even funnier? Anonymous, you know, the group that uses their internet power to take down people. Well, they made a video that they sent out to Kanye, and it basically told him that he needs to start using his fame for good, which he could totally do. I don't know what the threat was, but they were saying that he should start doing that. So it was funny to see that, because even Anonymous felt like they had to put out a video for it. You know, Anonymous puts out videos for ISIS or for towards the government, but now they're attacking one single artist. Maybe they're big Beck fans. I don't know. So why am I over Kanye West? Who's to blame? Well, we could look at the obvious. Kanye West could be to blame, right? He is the perpetrator, after all. Kanye West, he's an interrupter. He interrupts people like he did with Taylor Swift. That was cute, ha-ha, funny, but it really wasn't. You know, he interrupted other people's big moments for them. And he just kind of acts crazy with people. Like, I saw an interview he did with Sway. You remember Sway from MTV. Nice guy, doing an interview with him, and Kanye just... it just seems like just wants to disagree with him, ends up all mad, and Sway is like, dude, I respect you as an artist. Like, you don't have to behave like this. And he kind of talked Kanye down, and it made me see, like, wow, what goes on in his mind that he reacts so out of control with people, like on interviews or just at the Grammys. Or, and I have to be honest, when Kanye did start dating and ended up married to Kim Kardashian, I kind of lost respect for him just because I have no respect for Kim Kardashian, none. I don't even know why, just because I'm sick of hearing about her too and her family. And she's just one of those people, she doesn't even have a talent, and she's just, you know, rich and famous, of course from her dad's wealth, but also from her sex tape and her booty. So it's just hard to take a woman like that serious. I would have imagined Kanye with a more intellectual spirit. And he went for Kim Kardashian. So that's like, you know, anti-intellectual, if you will. So Kanye, yeah, he could get some of the blame. It's him that's doing this, but is it always that simple? Is the blame only with Kanye? Because honestly, folks, Kanye's not the one publishing stories, playing stories. I don't, you know, think Kanye's asking Us Weekly and magazines like that to take his picture all the time. Yeah, sometimes he seeks out attention, but at the same time, do they have to talk about him so long, you know? I went into the grocery store the other day, and I looked up, and it's a magazine about Kanye and Kim's blonde hair, and like, I'm just sick of it. Are you not? 347-326-9598. So the media is absolutely a party. Like, they're partly to blame. They shove stories of Kanye down the population's throat. They just do. And we always talk about this, but when they end up shoving things down our throat, it's because we're demanding them. It's supply and demand, baby. So they're just supplying us with what we're demanding. So stories about Kanye do well. And when they do well, they're pushed on all of us. In my social media feed constantly, you know, like a different story about him all the time. And it's over a range of topics. I'm just over it. Kanye, sit down. Sit down somewhere. people, stop clicking these stories and demanding them. I stopped clicking them, even though I was talking about it today. I didn't research any of the stories because I just don't even want to be part of that demand for Kanye stories. So one last thing or blame I want to touch on. Now, I say that I'm over Kanye to blame. And my last one is mental illness. Do you think Kanye is mentally ill? And that's why he's become this crazy, rude, and I didn't know Kanye before. He seemed like a jerk, and he does have that song, "Here's a Toast to the Douchebags," and all that. And I think he was including himself in that song. So it's like he knows he's a jerk. He knows he's an a-hole. But when I saw, like, I want to reference that interview with Sway again. When I saw that interview with Sway, I definitely felt like I was looking at a mentally ill person. Like I said, I wonder what goes through this guy's head when he's, like, responding to just simple questions that normal people wouldn't get mad about. And then, you know, back at, what was it, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, South Park even did an episode on Kanye, and he was so sensitive. And that's why you see him. He's, like, a very sensitive soul, but he doesn't take into account other people's sensitivity, so he's, like, a jerk in that way. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. He does seem like maybe he has some mental issues going on, or maybe, like he says, he's just a genius, and, you know, geniuses are crazy. And I got to be honest, back in the day, I thought he was a genius. I thought he was a musical genius. We got into a discussion yesterday on my Facebook, and someone was saying, Kanye doesn't know music. And I was like, actually, he does. And he's like, well, if he doesn't know that Beck's a good artist, then he doesn't know music. I wouldn't necessarily, and don't kill me for this, call Beck a good artist. Beck floods the market with music, and Beck can play many instruments. He's definitely talented. I just don't know if I'm feeling his music. Like, I might like one Beck song, and I don't even know the name of it. And I'm not one that doesn't listen to alternative music. But Beck just never really caught on with me. So, you know, the conversation devolved on my Facebook into, you know, why was everyone attacking Kanye and making it seem like Bex is a great artist? Is that just the white supremacy? No, Kanye was really rude. He was really rude. He interrupted. And maybe that was like Bex's 7th award or something crazy like that. But nonetheless, it's not Kanye's place to go and interrupt that moment for that artist. It's just wrong. I guess, you know, if he wasn't doing stuff like that, and if he woke up one day and decided to get a more substantive mate, I might start respecting him again. But as of right now, I just can't. I just can't with Kanye. Kanye, sit down somewhere and reflect on what you could really be doing for this world. I'm with Anonymous. I think he could effectuate change, but he's not, because his wife's freaking Kim Kardashian, and all he cares about is interrupting artists for Beyonce. So, anyway, if you want to find me in the interim while I'm not doing my show, I hope I'll make my show next week. I'm just warning everyone now, the show may not go on. But if you want to reach me, Blame Girl is my page on Facebook, Blame Girls with an S on Twitter. Again, I'm on Pinterest, Instagram, Google+. You can always email me on Blog Talk Radio, and my blog is blamegirl.com. All right, until next week. Bye.